You're listening to episode 19 of the Fearless English Podcast. Welcome to the Fearless English Podcast, where it's all about helping you confidently communicate with anyone without compromising who you are. Let's get started, Fearless Learner. Hello, Fearless Learners, and welcome to this week's episode. This week, I want to talk to you about reaching fluency. And the reason I decided to focus on this topic is because a few days back, I created a poll on Instagram and I asked everyone if they were happy with their English. And the sad thing is, 50% of the students that voted said that they did not like their English. They were not happy with their English. And so I decided to ask why, and I got lots and lots and lots of feedback about why people were not happy with their English. And the surprising thing is that the answers that I kept seeing over and over again was fluency. They didn't feel the students didn't feel that they've reached fluency, and they were unhappy about that. So I decided to record this episode to help people out there, to help you. If you feel that you want to focus on developing your fluency, then this episode is going to help you. I'm going to go through three steps that you can start implementing so that you can move towards fluency. Let's get started. Now, the first point that I want to talk to you about is, how much time do you spend speaking English? I want you to be honest with yourself and write it down. You know, you want to see the exact amount of time, the opportunities that you have speaking English. Is it once a week? Is it twice a week? And so on. Or is it once a month? Is it every day? How long do you speak for? I want you to hold on to that answer. And I want you to think about if you feel that's enough. So that's the second question is, do you feel that's enough speaking practice? Remember that you reach fluency by practicing, by speaking. And if you're not speaking enough, if you feel that you're not speaking enough, you need to make a plan that will help you go towards fluency. So if you're not happy about how many times you speak, how long you speak, then that's where you start. If you're not happy, start to plan your schedule. What do you need to do to start speaking more? Do you need to find some friends? Do you need to record yourself every single day? Do you need to have conversations with your family members? Think about that and make a solid plan so that you can start increasing the amount of time you speak. Because there's no use of sitting there and speaking maybe once a month to someone that speaks English and then saying, okay, I'm so upset because I'm not reaching fluency. In order to reach fluency, you need to practice. You need to practice, my friend. You do. You really, really do. This is one of the most important things, and that's why I've made it number one. Now let's move to number two. Now, if you are practicing a lot and you feel like, yes, I do practice quite a lot. Every single day, I speak to people, but you're not seeing any results. Part of that could be because you're not enjoying the process. So that's the second question I want you to think about. Are you enjoying the process of learning? Are you feeling anxiety? Do you feel like, oh, I have to go and speak English again? Or are you having fun? If you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying the process, this can actually hinder you from developing your skills in English speaking and so on. So ask yourself, am I having fun? And if you answer, yes, I am having fun, then you can move on to step number three. But if you're not having fun, how can you make whatever you're doing right now more fun? How can you make it much more exciting? How can you incorporate things you already like doing and combining it with English? What kinds of topics do you enjoy? Do you enjoy cooking? Maybe you can watch a cooking show. Do you enjoy watching movies? Maybe you can incorporate movies with your learning. Now, whatever it is, it could be anything. Think about what you really enjoy. Make a list and start combining it with your English learning. And you'll start to see results when you start enjoying the process. Now, the third point is, are you including reading as part of your process? Reading is one of the best ways to notice language, to see patterns in language. So try your best to incorporate reading as much as you can. If you absolutely hate reading, try to find articles online, newspapers, so small amount of reading, so you're not reading an entire book. Find small mini stories online that you can read and start incorporating that into your learning, and you'll start to see a big difference, because noticing is part of like being able to see the difference between your language and how language is meant to be, you know, spoken or written, or how the words should be combined together. With reading, you'll be able to see this in action, in context. So it's absolutely a must for you to incorporate even a little bit of reading on a daily basis. So there you go. You have three different areas to look at to help you reach fluency. Send me a message or record me a message and tell me which point you're going to start implementing, and I hope that this episode helps you reach fluency. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye. If you enjoyed today's lesson, then you'll love our speaking club, where we take what we learn in these lessons and put it into action. You'll get to meet other women and practice speaking English every week for an hour. All you have to do is go to www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. I'll say that again, www.blackboardenglish.com/cup. Let's work together to help you become a confident English speaker. See you in class.